Shagamaris, and the din Shatikna. Isn't there a svara that chuppah that we know that's the Nisuyin to make the Gemara at the end of the Kenyan? So for sure then it's a svara that should be able to make the beginning of the Kenyan. So that's why Fun is Kavachayim. Mora says, no, maybe I'll ask you, Ma'ala Kesav Shekayim Poydim Bo Hagdeshah, so Ma'ala Sheini, that Kesav has a special Ma'ala that you could be Poydah Hagdish with money, and you could be Poydah Ma'ala Sheini with money. And Ma'ala Sheini chuppah can't do these things. So maybe Chuppah cannot make Kedushin. Maybe only Kesav can make Kedushin. Because Kesav is very, has strong halachas. So Mora says, on this I'll tell you, Biyah Techiach. That with Biyah we know you can make Kedushin, and Biyah cannot be Poydah Hagdish or Ma'ala Sheini. So I see, to be able to make Kedushin, you do not need these milas to be part of the Hegdish or Ma'aseh Sheni. So Mora says, no, mala biya, she can kind of be yavama. But I tell you, by biya is a special mila that is kind of by a yavama. Biya helps by yibam and nothing else helps. So Mora says, kesav yachiyach. So maybe biya can make Kedushin, because biya is a special mila, it's kind of by a yavama. So that's what Mora says, no, kesav yachiyach. That money helps for Kedushin, even though it does not help for Yavama. So you see, the halakhas of Kedushin do not have to apply to a Yavama. So therefore, the svaras always are, v'chazer adin, we go learn out one from the other, go over it again, that l'roi zeh k'roi zeh, this is not like this, l'roi zeh k'roi zeh, this is not like that. In other words, each maila gets cancelled out. You wanted to say kesem is a special thing, it's prey the hegdish, bia tachiyach, bia doesn't have that. I be a health by Yibum, Kesav does not help it. So these two milas get thrown away. Hatara Shavashabhem, what's the common denominator here? What's left over? They're both equal by Shekrainim Biyama, that both of them have Kinyan in other places. Vekrainim Khan, and they also help for Kedushin. Since so, Afan Yavi Chupa. So now I should have a svara to say Chupa should also be good for Kedushin. Shekrainim Biyama, that we know Chupa makes Nisuyin. The top Rashi says, "Avon yavu chupa shekoyne biyam means shegemeres chupa." We know usually makes the gemara the end of the kinyanishus, which is liyorsha. That after you have the nesuya, now if your wife dies, midiraisa the husband yashin his wife, uliaforos nedoreho, and now if she makes a neder, now the husband by himself could be made for the neder. Yikne nami kan b'liyerusin. Maybe he also should also help without erusin. Maybe chupa should do the whole job. So for this Rashi here would be mashma b'chal to machloek des rishonim, according to Rav Huna, that chupa helps for kedushin. When you make chupa to start out with, how much would it do? Would chupa be able to do both in one shot? Would this one chupa be able to make kedushin and the suyin together? With churatas mashma from this Rashi, Rashi says yikna nami kam b'lo erison. Now let the chupa help right now without erison. In other words, let the chupa do everything. That's Rav Huna's kal b'chayma. Now it's chuppah, if it make kedushin, so the same chuppah could already finish off the kinyan also, it can make nisuyin also. And that's the Ramban svar off like this, and Yavamas like this, Ramban says clearly like this. That according to our Rav Huna here, that chuppah helps from the Kal V'Chaima, the one chuppah would make two things, would make kedushin and nisuyin together. However, Tosfos is mashma not like this. Tosfos and Yavamas is mashma clearly know that according to Rav Huna, that chuppah would make kedushin. The first chuppah would only make kedushin, that's all. If you want to make nisuyin, you'd have to make another chuppah, second chuppah, you'd have to do according to Rav Huna. But the first chuppah would only make kedushin, and not more. So that's the machlokes rishonim. But Chuppah, that's the more thrown out in Rav Huna, he has a kal v'chomer that chuppah should be able to make kedushin. So the koina can, and it should also be koina to make kedushin. The Mora says no. Mal atara shavah shepen, shkein hanosen meruba. Maybe Biya and Kesev, there's a lot of enjoyment. When you give your wife Kesev, or you give your wife Biya, you're giving her a lot of enjoyment. Maybe that's why it helps for Kinyan Kedushin. But just Chup alone is not so much enjoyment. Maybe Chupa should not help for Kedushin. So Mar says on this, Shtar Yachiyach. And we learned before, Shtar helps for Kedushin, even though you're not giving her any special enjoyment. The Shtar is not even worth a Shava Pruta. So you see, you do not have to have enjoyment for the Kinyan of Kedushin. So Mar says, no, Malishtar Shekain Moitzi. You know why Shtar helps? Because Shtar has a special Mila, it's Moitzi, that it makes a Gershon. For Basi Yisrael. Shekain Moitzi for Basi Yisrael. The what it's Moitzi by Basi Yisrael. Kesev will be Yachich. If so, no, I'll show you Kesev and Via Yachich. That you cannot get rid of your wife, you can't make a get through Kesev and Via, and still it helps for Kedushin. So you see, you do not have to have things that help for a gerushin to help for kedushin. So therefore, that's my svara that chupa should help for kedushin. Now, v'chayzer adin, I return, again retract, go over, that l'roi zeh k'roi zeh, this is not like this, l'roi zeh k'roi zeh, this is not like that. Hatzara shav shabem, what's the common denominator, what they're both equal? She'koinim bi'alma, that chupa and shtar, as koin other places. The coin account, and the coin here also, that there is a kinyan kedushin with kesef, with shtar, with biya. So if so, same thing chupa. Since chupa could be coined in other places, it's a smara chupa also helps here also for kedushin. Smara says no. Mali atzara shavashibem, you know what's something special about those kinyanim? Sheken yeshna makorcha. That it's possible to do it by force. So Rashi says, shekoina biyalma, biya biyavama. Like we have, biya, some places, is coined even by force, by yibum. V'shtar v'gerishin. Shtar helps v'gerishin. When you want to give your wife a get, even by korcha midirais, it helps. V'kesa b'yom avriya. When you want to buy an om avriya, the way Rashi learns, even by force of the girl, even the father selling her by force of the girl, still the kinyan helps. So maybe since we find kesa, shtar, and biya that helps someplace by force, maybe that's why they help here by kedushin. Mashenkein chupa, that we never find chupa helps anywhere in the world by force, so maybe chupa should not help by kedushin, but this should be a kasha on Rav Huna. You can't make this kal v'chomer, you can't learn out. So Mar says, for Rav Huna that doesn't hold from this question, for Rav Huna holds kesef miu b'ishus l'yashukhan b'akocha. Rav Huna holds, no, that's not a pircha. You're telling me now like you had before, kesef ayam avriya, but ayam avriya does not have to do with ishus. In other words, by kinyanim of ishus, kesef we never find bakorcho. So you see, it's possible to have a kinyan kedushin, something that's not found other places, bakorcho by ishus. So if kesef helps, that's the svara, chupa should also help then. Because chupa, true, it's no place bakorcho, but so what? Just like kesef is nowhere bakorcho by ishus, still it helps for kedushin. So that's the limud, chupa, learn out from these kinyanim, chupa should also be good for kedushin. So if you make chupa at the beginning, chupa helps. There is such a kinyan chupa at the beginning. So that's really the curious, real Rishonim is, what's this type of a kinyan, kedushin and nisuyin? Is it the pshat, is there like two separate kinyanim? There's a kinyan kedushin, that's a certain amount of a kinyan you have in your wife. And after you have that kinyan, there's a second kinyan lagamri nisuyin. That would be a smarter said when you make the first chupa, it could only make kedushin. Because there are two separate kinyanim. Each ma'isa could only do one kinyan. The other tzad to learn, if you want to learn that the first chuppah does the whole thing, the other tzad to learn is the achronis akir is, that the way nesuyin is, it's not like a separate kinyan. It's only a gemara of the first kinyan. It's like kedushin starts off the kinyan. And there's a zman when it ends. It ends at the time when you make a ma'isa chuppah. You know what a chuppah is? Well, a chuppah is, they call it a ma'isa ishus. It's like a ma'isa of being with your wife. A kesef, shtar, that's not a ma'isa, a kinyan. But chuppah, that's a scholar of ishus, being together. So therefore, when you make the chuppah, that's like the zman when the kinyan is finished completely. So this svara really is only one big kinyan. So therefore, if you make chuppah one time, the svara this one kinyan could do the whole thing. But the other svara, taste of svara is no, it's like two separate kinyanim. There's a beginning kedushin, and then there's an end, a nisuyin. Because there's also a shalom the Rishonim that the Mishnah brings down. There's a shalom the Rishonim, could a person make nisuyin before he makes kedushin? If somebody wants to make chuppah with his wife, the shame nisuyin. Not like Rav Huna. We hold not like Rav Huna. Let's say chuppah does not help for kedushin. Can you make nisuyin first and then make kedushin later? There are some shittas you can do that. See, if you learn it's two separate kinyonim, it's very good. There are two separate kinyonim. You could even have one before the other. If you want, you can make nisuyin first and then make kedushin later. But some say really by the zman hazeh, when they make the badekun do before the kedushin. Some say the badekun is a type of a chuppah even. Like the badekun itself is a type of a chuppah according to some shittas. Like you're making nisuyin even before the kedushin. So there is a tzad like that. So this tzad is that kedushin and nisuyin are like two separate kinyonim. So true, usually we make kedushin first and then we make the second kinyon of nisuyin. But I call upon him, it's called two separate kinyonim. So therefore here, according to Rav Huna, even if you tell me that chupa could make the first kinyon of kedushin, but twice shrita is, that's all it would do. In order to have a nesuyin, you'd have to make a second chupa. So this is Rav Huna's svaros. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav, Rav says back, and we do not pass like Rav Huna, because we have these questions. Omer Rav Huna, Rav Huna says, you should know, stay true with Vadav. I have two questions on you. Chod one, the Sholosh Tanan, Vadav Adlo Tanan. Our Mishnah says clearly only three Kinyonim. And according to Rav Huna, there should be four Kinyonim. This doesn't say that. V'yoyid, Klum Chupla Gemeris, Eli De Kedushin. Like, where does Chupa end off anything? Only because of Kedushin. And so the Chigamrin and Chupa, Shloya De Kedushin, Mi Chupa Shai De Kedushin. Like, how can you learn out? What's your Kavachayma? That a chupa could finish off, so for sure a chupa could start off. But no, how does chupa end off? It's only after a kedushin. The Rashi says, "V'yoid klum chupa gemeris, the kamrit chupa shegemeris." That chupa finishes off. The chivin sheni gemeris elul yachad kedushin heicha tabolod and chupa shayde kedushin mechupa shayde kedushin. Like the small portion is that chupa is only a gemar, an ending. It can't start off. An ending is the pshat is like we said. It's a ma'isas cholish ishus. It means if you got to know your wife already, so now when you make the chuppah, that's like the gemar ishus. But it's only if you did something to her before, you made a beginning. But if you didn't start off anything with her, chuppah cannot start it off. So b'chal, there's no kal v'chayma. Chuppah is only a gemar, means you can finish off after kedushin. If you have shaychus to your wife, now you can make a finishing off kinyan of nisuyin. But if you didn't make kedushin yet, that the chuppah should help for kedushin, that's rabbi svara, of course it can't help it. Doesn't help. Omri Abaye answers back, no. Hor de karma, not that you want to say gimel tanan v'dar lo tanan. He asks the question of Huna. The Mishnah only says three and not four. Tana, milsa v'ksiva v'hedji katani. The Mishnah only says the kinyonim that say the ferish in the Torah. But milsa v'ksiva v'hedji lo katani. But things that don't say clearly like here chupa, Rav Huna is only running out from a kal v'chayma, that's why the Mishnah does not say it. But really, maybe it's like Rav Huna, chupa is kaina. And your second question is the karma, that's what you said, klum chupa gemeres elo de kedushin, Rav Huna nam yoch gemer, Rav Huna also means like this. Uma kesef sheina gemer acha kesef. What it means to say is Rav Huna is like this. If you gave money to your wife first for kedushin. All right, turn over. You gave money to your wife first for kedushin, and then you want to give her money a second time for nesuyim, that does not help. Because the second kinder can't do anything more than the first kesef did. It can't make nesuyin. It's not a maisa ishus. But kesef can make kedushin. Chupa. Is all part of Huna's limud. Chupa that could finish off a kinyan true after kesef. Is ain't a din shatikna. Isn't it a svar also that chupa should be able to begin also? That chupa is so strong, if chupa could start off, it could finish off after kedushin, for sure chupa could also start it off also. That's Rav Huna's kal v'chayma, but halacha we hold not like Rav Huna. Halacha we hold, chupa is not kaina, cannot make kedushin. Tana Rabban, what like this? Ketzad b'kesef, where's the case when you marry your wife, you give her money, you shove a kesef, you give her the ring? Nosan lo kesef, you give her the money or the ring. Nosan lo kesef, I shove a kesef, with the money or the ring. V'yomel, and you say to her, Harayat Mekadeshes Li, you are married to me. Harayat Mureses Li, Erisin to me. That's also Lashon of Kedushin. Harayat Li Liintu, you are to me for a wife. Harayzum Mekadeshes. These are all three good ways of saying it. The Kedushin is Chal. Aval Hi, but what about the opposite way? If the wife, Shenosna, she gives the money to her husband. V'yomel, she speaks up and says, V'yomel, she says, Harayna Mekadeshes Lecho, I am married to you. Harayna Mureses Lecho, I am married to you. Harayna Lecho Liintu, I am to you to a wife. Ain't him a kodeshes. That's no good. Like we'll soon see the pasuk. Ki yikach, the man has to take and not the wife. Maskevlo rapapa. So chutz astira here now. Taima. Let's analyze these two cases here. Taima. What's the first case that's no good? Taima. It says the nosan. First case. Why is it good? Where's the case that's good kedushin? That the husband did two things. Taima. The nosan uviyamahu. That he gave the money and he also said to his wife a reyam a kodeshes li. So the diyak. If the husband gave the ring to his wife, but the Yomrihi, she spoke up and said, I'm to you for a wife, and the Mekadeshes. Now it's only good if the husband does two things. He has to give the money and speak. But if he gives the money and she speaks, that's no good. Now, aim is safe. Let's look at the safe. What does the safe say is no good? It says, Avalisha nosna loy the Yomrihi lehav the Kedushin. The safe says, if she does both of them, that's no good. If she speaks and she gives. So you can make a diyak time with the nosni v'yomri. Why is it not good? Because she did two things. She spoke and she gave the money. Her nosnu mashmeh, if he gives her the money, for omri he and just she speaks up, heavy kedushin, mashmeh would be a good kedushin. So it's a stir with the ratio to the sefer.
So Maria says, no. I tell you, Reisha Dafka. After the Reisha Dafka, what's called the Maisa Kedushin, where the husband does both. The husband has to give the money, and the husband has to say, Harei HaMekadeshesli. Sefer Kedai Naspa. That's what the Sefer says, no good. When she does both, that just sounds like Kedai Naspa, like just done. That's not the main part. That's just me saying it over again. But the main is the Sefer. For the Mar of Attorney, Sefer, Milsa, the Sosa, the Reisha, you can't say that. But the Sefer is saying something opposite from the Reisha. How could that be, though? We're making a deal from the Sefer, not like the Reisha, so it's a stira. You can't just say it's saying nothing, but it's saying the opposite. If it's saying nothing, it's good. But it's saying the opposite. That it can't be. This is what I mean to say. No san hu v'yomaru. If he gives and he says, pshita de'er v'kedushin, not avadir is good. No san, what about if he gives the money v'yomri and she speaks up, you should know, nasa, that's as if, that's what the Sefer means to say. It's like explaining itself. In the case that he gives her the money, but she says, Harayat Mekadeshes Li, that's no good, and it's as if she did everything. So that's what the Braisa means. The voice of another Torah says like this, No san hu, v'yomahu Mekadeshes. That's 100% good. If the husband does both, it's good. No san hu, v'yomri, and Mekadeshes, 100% no good. But ain't a chanami. No san hu, where the husband gives the money, makes the Maisi Kedushin. The Yomrihi, but she speaks up and says it, Sveiki, could be a chlam, this bride is Masupik, what will be the locha? The Chashinim and the Rabbonin have to be chashish for this Kedushin. In other words, our suffix is, true, the husband has to do the Maisa Kedushin. The question though is, what is the Maisa Kedushin? Maybe giving over the money, that's enough of the Maisa Kedushin. That there's an Amira there, that's just time that we should know what's going on. But after the Amir, like even if she speaks up, the fact the husband gives the money, that's the complete Maisa Kedushin. Then it would be good. The other side is no. The Amir here, the fact you have to speak up at the time when you give the money, the Amir is part of the Maisa Kedushin. And therefore the Locher is Kisikach will soon see, the husband has to make the whole Maisa Kedushin. So on this side, if the Amir is part of the Maisa Kedushin, the husband has to do it, and therefore the Kedushin will not be good. Omar Shmuel, Shmuel said like this. Omar Shmuel says, the Kedushin, no son law kesev shava kesev, the husband gave his wife money or a ring. The Omar law harayat mekadeshes li, harayat mureses, oh no, he didn't say li, harayat mekadeshes, period, without the word li, or else harayat mureses, you're married to me, harayat liinti, you're to meet for a wife, harayzum mekadeshes, that's also good, even without the word li, still it helps. What about harayni ishecha, I am your husband, harayni balecha, I am your husband, Hareni Arusazecha, I am your Arusa. Enkan Beis Mechesh, that's no good. That's like the husband is taking himself to her. That's no good. Kedushin is, you have to take your wife to you and not give yourself to her. Vechein Begershin, the same thing by Gershin also. Nosanov, the husband gives his wife to get for Yomlo, and he tells her, Hareyat Moshaleches, you are thrown away. Hareyat Megreshes, you're Megreshes. Hareyat Moteres Acholodam, Hareyat Megreshes, that's good. Even though he didn't say the word Li, still is good. What about the husband says, Eini Yishecha, I'm not your husband. Any balech, I'm not your husband. Any rusech, I'm not your rusecha. Ain't kan beis medesh. That means nothing. Again, gerushin means you have to throw your wife away and not take yourself away from your wife. That's not gerushin. Gerushin is not that I'm not your husband. Gerushin is that you are not my wife. Oh, malei rav papa labaya, lemeimer, you want to tell me the sava shmul shmul holds yodayim shein mechichas heaven yodayim, that yodayim means hands, that we do not see clearly 100% what it means, even though we know what it means, it's good. Like here, even though you did not say Arayah Mekadeshes Li, but really without the word Li, we have a suffix, maybe you want to marry her for somebody else. Like maybe you're only a shliach to marry her for somebody else. So how do we know when you tell your wife, here's the money in Arayah Mekadeshes, who says that she's Mekadesh to you? So true, it's called the Yadayim Shein Mechiyach, means we more or less know what you mean. But it's not 100% Mechiyach. That's a question, that's good or not. So you want to tell me, Shmuel says that's good, I view it's not, we learn not like that. We learned, somebody says, I am. So Loch was raised a Nazir. He becomes a Nazir. But we ask the question, why? Maybe the person just meant to say he wants to be a Mekabel Tainus upon himself. Shmuel himself explained over there, what does the Mishnah mean? When a person says, only if a Nazir was walking in front of this man. And now he says, Aho means like me also. So if you have a Nazir walking in front of you, that's like Yadayim Mechichas. Then we know 100% you mean to say you want to be a Nazir. So the Diyak is, time away is it good according to Shmuel only, the Nazir rival the front of. Because there is a Nazir walking in front of him. Halavach, if there would not be another walk in front of him, loy, it would not be good. So you see, l'chur yadayim shein mechichas, if it's not 100% what he means, it's no good. So why by kedushin is enough to say, arei amekudeshes? So Gemara answers true. Halacha b'mayaskina, the omali enochanam, you have to put in this brisa of Shmuel, not the brisa of Shmuel's memra, that Shmuel said kedushin. Arei amekudeshes, you have to put in the word li. It's only good if the husband says, arei amekudeshes li. But without the word li, it won't be good. But the Mori Hochi is so, my kamashmalon. So then what is Shmuel teaching me? Treat it as good. If somebody says to his wife, Hareya Magadeshus Li, Hareya Tmurestus Li, Hareya Atli into Li, you're my wife, Pshita, that's good. What is Shmuel teaching us?